coming on.
It's the beat, it's the beat, the beat, the beat.
I feel the earth moving at my feet.
This is It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. It's the Beat is sponsored by FilmStream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vincy.
Hey, Jody.
Hey, Karen.
Beautiful week, wasn't it?
It was beautiful, yeah. And continues to be.
I know it. For Thanksgiving. Amazing.
I know. Wasn't it great? Did you stuff your bird?
Yeah.
Not too much?
We stuffed our stomachs, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, enough is enough, but I love it every year.
It's great, isn't it?
And there's nothing that says Thanksgiving like Martha Stewart's gravy. That's all I can say.
You're so funny. We don't do gravy.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, Phil would not like
it's
gravy.
It's heart healthy. Trust me.
Oh, it's heart healthy gravy.
Well, sure.
Got it.
It has vegetables, so it's heart healthy.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Really, no butter, I promise. I promise. So what's happening in the world?
The world as we know it is going to end.
No. Wow.
Yeah. No more Twinkies.
Oh, that's right. Hostess is closing their doors. Do you know that people are stalking 7-Elevens, even though the Circle K's, the Casey's general stores, grocery stores to get their ding dongs. And I mean, what are they going to do with them? Freeze them?
I don't know.
Zingers.
This is such a product from the 50s, but you might not have been alive then, though.
I wasn't.
But it was like Howdy Doody, and I think they had Twinkies on it all the time.
Oh,
as
really?
An advertisement, yeah.
Oh, listen. I mean, people are, I think, probably had Twinkies as their dessert instead of pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving. I mean.
That's probably what they're going to, why they're stuffing them now. They're going to have that. Wow.
Isn't that sad?
It's very sad.
It is.
With all the jobs
sad,
lost.
Yes,
yeah,
the jobs lost
totally
is the biggest,
sad.
Is really, that's the unfortunate
Truthfully, I don't
news.
Mind Twinkies
yeah, I don't
being
mind
out of the world, but
right.
still, it's
exactly,
the jobs.
For health reasons. Yeah. You know, okay,
we can
there's
do
the positive,
without it, yeah.
But really those people behind it, very sad.
No,
so,
you're right.
So the world may end without a ding dong, but that's okay. What else is going on? I found this article and it's a great title. Man accidentally gives away life savings in an old shoe.
Yeah, I know. Good for Goodwill, though.
Yeah.
You know, thank God Goodwill was honest about this. He took his old shoe. He didn't know his wife had stuffed $3,300 bills in it.
Wow. But and, that was his life savings. God bless him.
Yeah, I know.
You
which
know
was
what?
Too bad that was his life
yes,
savings. But anyway, the employee set aside the cash for 7 days. That's a process that they do if somebody should put, you know, money in an old shoe. This is what they do. They let it sit for 7 days.
To see if it collects interest?
Yeah.
Okay.
To see if anybody would claim it. And this young woman came in and described it apparently and was so thrilled when they found it and she started crying.
Good.
Isn't that a good story?
So that's a good story. That's a good
it's a
Thanksgiving
heartwarming
holiday story.
And I don't know where she's going to stuff the money after this time.
In the turkey for next year.
In the turkey.
That'll be perfect. Oh my gosh.
You're right, Jode.
Yeah.
And then Celebrity Beat.
What's happening with our celebrities, Karen?
Yeah.
You're always up on this. Tell me.
Oh, yeah. Well, Anne Hathaway, who we can't wait.
Oh, can't wait
Christmas
for Les
Mis. Day, Les Mis.
I can't wait that long.
I know it.
Yeah.
But you know how many pounds she shed? Which
no.
we should
which
shed
really,
now
she's,
after
she's
Thanksgiving.
Little. I mean,
yeah, she's
anyway.
Little anyway. She has a very tiny frame.
Yeah.
She shed 25 pounds for this movie.
Oh, my gosh. For Les Mis, which you would have to just based on the movie and the storyline.
Yeah.
And right.
But it took a toll on her emotionally.
Did it?
Yeah, totally. Oh,
that's too bad. Well, it was probably, yes, because I read that it was like a near starvation diet.
Yeah,
which
right.
is not healthy for anyone.
No, not at all. But she said the one difference this time, I guess she had to do it before for another movie, but she has her husband at home and he was very helpful.
She's still young.
Yeah, she's only 30. She turned 30.
Yeah, and she just recently got married.
Yeah.
Right, so this is going to be a great year for her. Go Anne.
I know.
We love you.
And you know what else she liked that she didn't know she would like from the movie? That she cut her hair short.
Oh, so because that was
she
the first time. She has never,
uh-uh.
I saw her in an interview and she said she has never cut her hair since she was a little girl.
Oh.
And so this movie, it was very traumatic for her.
Yeah.
When really she felt that trauma. When
right.
Cut
through
the
whole thing.
Through the whole thing. Exactly. So the fact that she's keeping it, that's great.
Yeah.
Good for her.
She
We're not defined
it.
By
beautiful.
Her hair.
Beautiful. She's on Vogue magazine on the cover.
Oh,
she looks gorgeous,
yeah.
doesn't she?
She is. She's stunning. And she's so talented and her voice is incredible.
I know. I can't wait. And what would our show be without talking about Lindsay Lohan?
I know, Karen. We keep bringing her out of the woodwork.
Sorry.
But you know what? She we can't help ourselves
because
she's there.
I know.
What's going on
and
with
Lindsay? Actually, she stars in the movie tomorrow night. It's on the Elizabeth Taylor movie with Richard Burton. So anyway, it's so weird. She's on an interview and she's discovered she has another half sibling through this interview.
They told her
during
the interview?
Yeah, she didn't know. She said she was caught off guard by a simple congratulatory comment. And the comment was, you allegedly have a new half-sister.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my God.
That's great. And Karen, I just want to tell you during this interview, you really are my stepmother. I don't know how to tell you this, but you're my stepmother's cousin's best friend's aunt.
I am?
Well, if Lindsay Lohan can hear that she has a half-sister, you may be my half-sister.
Well, we're almost cousins, Jode.
Absolutely.
We are for that.
We are. Sharing aunt, I would think so. Absolutely. And speaking of ladies, we have a great show. It's Ladies' Day in the studio, mm-hmm. so please stay with us when we return with our guests. We have Kara Churchich-Riggs, who is a principal at South High. However, she's going to be speaking about her book, completely compelling and inspiring book, Hope in the Urban Schools, Love Stories. Also joining us is Jennifer Tritz and Tara Cowherd, classical singers who formed the group Resonance, and Andy Hoig, publisher of Metro Magazine.
Yeah, can't wait, Jody.
Can't wait.
Should be fun.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-318-8232. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232.
You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
Give a, give a, give a, give a Garmin. Give a, give a, give a, give a Garmin.
Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com, Garmin.com.
Mark Levin doesn't have listeners. He has followers.
In our direction. In other words, why is the Constitution stuck in the New Deal and the Great Society? It's living and breathing. Okay, great. Well, that means we can change it too, right? I'm just showing you how idiotic their argument is. It doesn't even make any sense.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
Oh, yes, I can hear, you know, our community organizing days.
Mark Levin.
I wish I would have thought of that. That's a whole other story.
Weeknights 6 to 9 on the Mighty 1290.
The Metropolitan Opera's award-winning series of live high-definition broadcasts is back at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater. Presented by Filmstreams in collaboration with Opera Omaha, the new season of The Met Live in HD features 12 operas, including classic productions and Met premieres. Experience New York's Metropolitan Opera from your seat at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, featuring informative and entertaining prelude talks by Opera Omaha artists and staff before all live Saturday matinees. And if you can't make the live show, catch an encore presentation the following Wednesday evening. The Met, live in HD at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, Omaha's nonprofit cinema. Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org. The Metropolitan Opera's award-winning series of live high-definition broadcasts is back at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater. Presented by Filmstreams in collaboration with Opera Omaha, the new season of The Met Live in HD features 12 operas, including classic productions and Met premieres. Experience New York's Metropolitan Opera from your seat at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, featuring informative and entertaining prelude talks by Opera Omaha artists and staff before all live Saturday matinees. And if you can't make the live show, catch an encore presentation the following Wednesday evening. The Met, live in HD at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, Omaha's nonprofit cinema. Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Welcome back to the studio. We are so pleased to have a fabulous individual with us, somebody that most of our listeners probably have seen not only on TV, but most recently in the World Herald, saw a terrific story about South High School. And joining us today is Kara Churchich-Riggs, who's the principal of South High School, who, you know, has 28 years of experience in the urban public school education system. But Kara is not only a principal, she authored an inspiring book titled Hope in the Urban Schools, Love Stories. And I commend you, Kara, because, and thank you for writing such an incredible book. It brings to light things that, and stories that I don't think any of us could even, number one, imagine, because we're not in the school. You know, Karen and I are not in the school system. But I think educators, to learn about the students and the educators and the families behind these students, it is such an incredible, raw, authentic, inspirational book.
So that, inspiring.
Yes.
Kara.
I mean, it will leave you cheering for the underdog, and it will leave you filled with compassion and hope for not only our kids, but hope for our educators to appreciate all of our kids, not just for, you know, kids and their test scores and grades, but for their lives and for their accomplishments and for, you know, the education that they have ahead of them. I can't say enough great things about the book. So let's talk about the book, Kara, because I am speechless. I was so impressed with the book. I know that I have friends who are teachers who can't wait to get their hands on the book. And Karen, you're just finishing the last few pages, and we can't put it down.
So inspiring. And it's not just for educators. I mean, really, it's for everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So welcome, Kara.
How did you decide to do this, Kara?
Well, you know, I guess I've always been a storyteller. There's, you know, a friend of mine said, who's an author, said, you know, I've always had to make up stories to be an author, and your stories are being written for you every day. And the thing is, we don't have time to do it. And so he kind of forced me to really make the time to do it. And I just felt like the regular public had to know the truth about the challenges that our urban kids are facing in getting the job done. And, you know, the federal government puts such unbelievable mandates on us to help our kids with those challenges get the job done. You know, even in that World Herald article, our graduation rate story, the rules that go behind that graduation rate story, makes it appear that, you know, when it says that we have a 62% graduation rate, that implies that 48% of our seniors don't graduate. Well, what it says, what that formula is that you know, 62% get it done in 4 years.
Right. Well, but some take longer.
Some take longer.
And that's okay. That, you know? Yeah, and that's fine.
Because
and
it's not about how long it takes.
It really isn't.
Getting to the end of the rainbow.
And so
right?
Does that mean that we don't celebrate those kids that persevere and get it done anyway? Mm-hmm. I mean, our kids would be so hurt to say that you walked across that stage, and regardless of your circumstances, some absolutely incredible circumstances, by the way, some told in this book, that you're considered a dropout.
Yeah,
based on those federal guidelines,
right? And
are
that
you
doesn't
kidding?
Fit at all. I love your story. No. You have a story about someone who, and it took him 5 years, and it was such an accomplishment. Because I mean, you go into their raw stories, teenage, you know, moms and dads,
right?
And it's authentic.
You know, alcoholics for parents,
right.
Yeah, totally real things that people like us don't exactly think about.
Well, and I think, Kara, you talk about circumstances that are sometimes in their control,
right.
And that goes along with the teenage pregnancies, and you have fathers of children in your high school,
right.
And mothers of children in your high school, so teen moms and dads. But generally, it's kids whose circumstances are outside of their control,
absolutely.
And it's the homes that they're coming from, and it's people like you, and I'm sure that you share that with your entire staff, to treat everyone with equality. And
that's what comes
across. Future. Yes.
With,
and I think
with Kara, you treat every child as an individual who has greatness, as you say.
Right. We do. We talk about greatness. And well, it is about creating hope for kids who oftentimes come to us feeling very hopeless. And what struck me returning to high school, again, this is my 29th year in education.
Because you were a principal, correct, at Beveridge Middle.
Right.
Before you came on to South, and then you were a teacher English to start teacher. With, right?
I started at Benson and did 8 years of teaching, and then I was an assistant principal, went to Beveridge. I was a principal there. But to return to the high school, I was just awestruck at how many high school kids really who had this goal of hopefully graduating from high school and maybe being the first one in their families to graduate from high school. And that so struck me as, you're kidding. That is your highest aspiration?
Mm-hmm.
And we just had to not accept that and to raise that bar. Mm-hmm. But so to create higher dreams for them was really all of our jobs in that building. Mm-hmm. And regardless of your situation, we need to make sure that was happening.
They are so lucky to have you as their principal. I mean, I don't remember a principal like Kara. Do
no,
you, Jody?
I don't think they're. I think you're
I don't
definitely
think
one of a kind. I
not
think
when we were young.
No.
And you are very unique. I do believe.
Well, I'm telling you that building is full of people. That,
yes.
In
but
those it, classes.
But
right,
you're
but
the head
recognized.
Of it. And you're
inspiring
right. people.
You're
too,
inspiring, you know? And you recognize. And it's, you know, every situation is different. You know, we talk about individuals in your book, and there's a story for every, you know,
everybody.
One, and they represent kind of a group of people. And I know that Kara is a good friend of mine, and we were talking about her book. And what struck me is that when you were writing this book, that a friend of yours said, tell it like a story. Tell it like you're telling me a story. Don't write it like it's a news piece.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely makes a difference in this book. And it comes across as these are love stories. They're endearing. And you want to, you know, you cheer for the underdog. And after you read it, it does. It gives you such an appreciation for the struggles that these kids go through. But yet, another appreciation I think that Karen and I were talking about is that South High really pushes college and that the counselors in the school and the teachers in the school all have the goal of, you know, yes, they want their kids to graduate, but they also, as you talked about, raising the bar.
Right, right. We really do. We've had some excellent success. And, you know, we in Omaha, we just have such a wonderful, we're blessed to have this amazing philanthropic community.
I mean, we really are. It's so wonderful here.
You know, we had 69 of our seniors last year that received the Buffett scholarships.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
They got
wonderful.
Full ride opportunities in any Nebraska college. And that was the highest Omaha Public School high school to, you know,
really?
Number of seniors
oh,
to receive those.
Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Is,
yeah.
That is such a great
Kara,
we have to hold their hands through that process because it's not for the weak.
No.
You know, I mean... Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. My goodness, to go through that entire process of applying for scholarships is really difficult, and you can give up like that.
Sure, most people would walk away.
Totally.
Right.
But you have such definitely have the wind beneath all of the students' wings by, you know, ensuring that
got
they
a lot
have,
of staff that
yes,
really hold
that they
their
have
hands
really good
process.
Staff, which is great.
And as I was reading the book, I mean, it is written so well. You write so
Thank
well.
You.
We would love it if you would pick, you know, a spot and read it to us so that our listeners could could feel it. You can really feel your stories.
Want me to right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
please.
That would be great.
That would be wonderful.
Well, the first chapter, you know, a lot of people say, how on earth would you put a story about Amber Harris? I know the listeners remember the story about Amber Harris, you know, that for so long the community waited for, you know, the news. She disappeared for so long. I was her principal at Beveridge
She was
Middle
14.
She was
right?
14. Mm-hmm. Disappeared off the bus, and of course, ultimately, she was found in a shallow grave. But I was a principal, and I was really challenged to, in my voice, tell the story of the many, many months that we tried to keep her spirit alive. And why on earth would I put her story in a book about hope? But the truth was is that she, you know, she became this spirit of the community, and that we really did, a symbol for all of us. A symbol of hope. And I tell the story of all of the vigils that this community put together, you know, trying to build hope for her. So here I was one of the few white faces in the many black churches around the community. So I'll read this just little excerpt from that experience. The private prayers of my own as I rested my head on my own pillow at the end of every day were simple and quiet, asking God to provide proof of his miracles with her safe return. The very public crowded vigils deserve quite a different description. The black community was by far the most aggressive in their prayer vigilance, with every major church in Amber's neighborhood providing their own opportunity to gather all of God's disciples to the same place with the same task, to pray for God's deliverance of Amber's safety and the strength of her family to hold on to the faith that it would happen. I often stood as one of the few white faces in a neighborhood parking lot or in the middle of a church pew at an address I never knew existed. With each event, I became absorbed in the power of faith and belief that her return would indeed be granted. The vibrations were extraordinary. There were more than 50 human beings locked together, like a chain of magnificent force, arm in arm, eyes closed, some with their heads bowed and others with faces and arms raised toward the heavens. I would sometimes open my eyes with a secretive peek, but only for a moment to endure the visual of what my other senses felt and heard. I was perfectly aware that closed eyes during prayer was the unwritten rule, but hopeful of forgiveness in my selfish curiosity. Sometimes an uncomfortable jolt of awkwardness in the unfamiliar ways of worship would creep into my being, and I'd momentarily get an anxious temptation to run. With those spurts of doubting, do I belong here? I was always rescued by the comforting touch of a hand or the gentle grasp of my shoulder from some stranger beside me who meant with full intention to make me feel welcomed and appreciated. My awkwardness relaxed. It was as if they fully understood what it was like to be in a crowded place but still feel alone. It was always to say, "We're glad you're here. You're one of us tonight. We love you like we love one another." Awkwardness turned to safety with those gestures of kindness.
Beautiful. Just beautifully written.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it touch your heart, Karen?
Just beautiful, yeah.
It's just terrific. I'm so proud, and that book just touches us, and I know it'll touch anyone that reads the book.
You know, I called Amber's mom and asked if I could send her this chapter before I published it, because I just wanted her to feel good about it.
And she did feel good, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure hopefully that helps her find some peace.
Yeah.
Certainly, I'm sure, mm-hmm. a pivotal moment in your career.
And you describe the woman who brought in, and she made, was it a quilt of Amber?
Just walked off the street. With this beautiful quilt. And
wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Kara, where can we find this book?
Well, right now it's available out of my trunk.
All right. That's
right here. I see one.
That's right.
Or Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com.
Okay.
And
great.
You know, I'm trying to get it into Bookworm and Barnes & Noble here in Omaha. So it really is fresh and hot off the press.
Yeah,
it is fresh and hot. And you know what? I think it's going to fly off the shelves.
It will. And we have book signings too, Kara?
Yeah, I just had one on Friday.
Okay.
And then the Building Bright Futures is hosting one on the 27th, so I'm excited
Good.
About that.
Perfect. Wonderful. Well,
we
thanks.
Recommend to everyone to go and get. You won't be able to put this book down.
No, you won't.
You really
Hope
won't.
In the Urban Schools, mm-hmm. Love Stories by Kara Churchich Riggs. Again, an authentic, raw, inspirational book that mm-hmm. will leave you wanting more, mm-hmm. and we can't wait for
Thank
your follow-up.
You.
We'll let this one settle for a bit, but I think that this is definitely a great future for you,
Thank
Kara.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Thank
enjoy.
You, for everything you do for all of the kids. Thank
That's
you
right.
so
they
much.
They are blessed to have you.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
We'll be back with Jennifer Tritz and Tara Cowherd.
The holiday season is here, and for a limited time at Jones Bros Cupcakes, you can take advantage of the Jones Bros gift card special. You can get $60 worth of gift cards for just $50, or get $125 for only $100. How cool is that? Jones Bros is a great place to get Omaha's best-tasting specialty drinks, like Jones Bros Hot Chocolate Truffle, Peppermint Mocha, Gingerbread Lattes, or Pumpkin Spice Lattes. Of course, Jones Bros has great holiday cupcakes like Gingerbread, Pumpkin Spice, Peppermint Red Velvet, and Eggnog, plus all of your regular favorites like Sweet and Salty, S'mores, Black and White, and others. Check us out on Facebook at Jones Bros Cupcakes for upcoming events and specials. Looking for great food or treats for your holiday party? Jones Bros features the best desserts in Omaha. They can do 12 on up to 2,000 cupcakes or desserts for your party. Just give them a call, 402-884-2253, or stop on in. They can work the details to make your party special. Jones Bros Cupcakes, proud to be an Omaha original. On the corner of 67th and Mercy Road in the heart of Exarban Village, and at jonesbroscupcakes.com.
Your home works hard to maintain a comfortable temperature. If it isn't properly sealed and insulated, it's probably working too hard and maybe driving up your heating and cooling costs. At Nebraska Building Products, we don't just do insulation. Ask us about seamless gutters to help prevent water from causing erosion and damage to your foundation. Call Nebraska Building Products at 402-875-9873. That's Nebraska Building Products, 402-875-9873, to save energy and money. License number 26946.
Jerry Doyle.
The Jerry Doyle Show.
On the Mighty 1290.
He becomes the Republican nominee and he wins the presidency. He will sign a document that he'll cover the difference between $2.50 and anything higher. Because his pledge is that if you elect me, I will give you $2.50 a gallon gasoline.
The Jerry Doyle Show.
Oh, hello, Jerry.
Jerry Doyle.
I think the world is insane.
Weeknights 9 to 11 on the Mighty 1290.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. So call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer. Get a free security system with free activation and free hardware. You pay for just a $99 installation fee and monitoring services. Call right now and you'll also get 6 door and window sensors for free. Call right now, 1-888-427-1444. 1-888-427-1444. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $36.99 per month. Total cost $13.31.64. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge. For new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions may apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer. License number CAACO6320 KY City of Louisville 483 and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Total package includes 6-door window sensors. Call now, 1-888-427-1444.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hi, we are very excited today. We have two lovely young operatic singers in the studio with us today. First is Jennifer Tritz. I knew her as Jen Witt at Westside High School. She was such a talent back then singing, and you're still quite a talent, Jan. I was so glad I happened to run into you the other night.
Me too. It's nice fate. To be here, Karen. Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Fate. And we also have Tara Cowherd here. She's Executive Director of Resonance, as Jennifer is also the Artistic Director of Resonance. And Tara, I mean, you had an opera Omaha solo performance debut. You were Young Tree. Right?
That's right. It was one of the roles in the Paul Bunyan opera.
Oh, Paul Bunyan.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's cool. And then I see you performed 2 commission works.
Right.
Mm. Impressive.
That was very entertaining. 2 composers were in the area at the time, and they decided to use me as the soprano in their chamber work. So I was very excited for the opportunity. Yes,
that is. Very honored as well. Welcome, ladies. It's so nice
Thank
to have
you.
Classical
Thanks for having
singers.
Us.
Considering that Karen and I we can't say classical
singers.
We
no.
might have a little class, but nothing
we have a little
with,
class, yeah. but not classical.
Not classical singer. No, not.
But
so
tell
much.
Us about your group, Resonance, Jen.
Oh well, we started just this year. A couple of us had kind of had this idea of starting a musical group with classically trained singers in the area who didn't want to be constricted by one particular style, didn't necessarily want to just sing opera or just sing art song, but kind of wanted to branch out and do a variety of music. And so we all collaborated together in this endeavor, and I think it's been really great so
That's
far.
That's great. So classical really isn't just opera then.
Right. Classical is more of just the human voice, the singing without a microphone. That's kind of how you look at it.
Okay.
And
really?
So it's just, you know, the nature of the body singing in its true form. And that's kind of what classical singing is all about.
Oh, were you little when you discovered you could do this?
I remember being about 6, I think about 6 years old. I remember this school or this church pageant that I was in. And I wanted to play this particular role that I thought was great. We listened to it on a tape before we got to pick our parts in the particular role that I wanted to be was the boy. Who knows why, but it was just the coolest part, and so I got to play the boy in this church pageant, and I guess from then on I've been singing. Yeah.
And you were what, 3, Jen, when you started?
Well, yeah, I suppose. Well, the one I remember first singing was my mother is actually from Poland.
Yes,
and
I remember that.
Yeah, and I started going to school, and she really wanted me to sing the Polish national anthem for the culture assembly. So
Jody and I were just singing it the other day.
We were.
Right,
I was, and I can hum it if you want to sing it.
Yeah.
Feel free.
Do you still know it?
Kind of. Yeah.
And did she want you to sing it in?
Yeah,
the
she wanted me to sing it
in
the. Wow. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So do you know Polish?
Just a little bit, okay. I would say. Okay. Food words, mostly.
My grandmother's from Poland, but
but
she never taught me that national anthem.
No, nor did my great grandmother. They didn't.
They never got into it.
Uh-uh.
Well, just I'll their fabulous teach you accent. When we're done.
That's right. We're gonna expect just a few bars. That's all.
Yeah,
I mean,
go
Jen,
ahead.
Just a few. Yeah.
No, I'm putting you on the spot. Okay.
Now, how large is the group, Resonance? How many are?
Well, we've started off. We have a group of 12 singers that are make up the ensemble, and we do the tight harmonies anywhere from the Manhattan transfer style music more classical choral sounds that you can have with 12 members, because we can sing a lot of different parts with 12 people. And then we have another component that is more opera based, where we have a few people that they're specific to singing more opera, like Jennifer does some opera singing as well, but we have a couple singers that have sung with us that are best in that opera setting rather than in a small tight ensemble. So a lot of different variety and a real eclectic mix.
And Tara, is it male, female, or all
yes.
female?
Okay. No,
female.
It's, yeah. It's
and last Sunday, you had a concert. Where was that?
At First Covenant Church here on 90th and Dodge.
And you're having one December 2nd.
Right. That will be with the Holiday Lights Festival. That's that big festival that takes place, sponsored by the Wells Fargo family,
downtown
lights. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And will you be performing downtown?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll be performing in a couple different places, the Joslyn and the library downtown on December
Wonderful.
2nd.
And we may see you Christmas caroling, is
That's
that right?
Right. You'll see us around town. The Old Market, Village Point, Shadow Lake.
Oh,
we'll be
nice.
All over.
Have you been recorded?
You know, actually, we just got an offer yesterday to
yes.
be
See,
put in
I
the studio,
it.
And right. we're really excited about that.
I was also
that.
Clairvoyant. I just
yeah,
wanted to
you
let you
knew,
know.
Jody.
That's great. I didn't even know we had an offer. That's amazing.
Oh, Jen knows now.
Well, there you go. That's wonderful.
So yeah, because you're going to be recorded in Omaha? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Ooh, exciting.
And we should say, too, that we actually had started off the group with only 8 members in the ensemble, right? We had 2 per part in our first concert. And we were really happy to have a few more people come aboard for this next concert that we just had. We felt that 3 singers on a part really filled out the sound a lot better, and it was a great product on Sunday.
That's wonderful.
Wonderful.
And who is the musical director?
Kevin Smith is the music director of the ensemble, so he helps shape that. And it's one of the great things about the ensemble is that we're conducted within, self-conducted, and so he is a singer as well, and so he works with the group. Then we have a vocal coach that also helps, and John Bennett is our vocal coach, and he's
and then how
helpful
do you pick
well.
How do you pick the songs, and who picks? Do you all pick them?
We a lot of us have opinions about yeah. what we want to sing, what we think will be great for this.
Is it a consortium then? Decision?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. There's a few of us, and right. most it's mostly a cappella as far as the ensemble singing too. So
that's incredible. Yeah. To be on pitch and be an a cappella is just, I find, amazing.
Yes. I mean, yeah. and we're not trying to put you on the spot. We only just have a few short minutes, but we would just love to hear, is there something that you can leave us with so that those that are coming out to see you, or those that may not be familiar even with the group, Resonance, mm-hmm. might, if you can just give them a taste of something so that they can think to themselves, hey, who knew that was in
I
Omaha?
I knew them.
And they can come
they
and visit you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a special song? And I don't mean to put you on spot because these ladies were not prepared.
No,
I don't have,
we didn't
I don't
tell
have
them
a
beforehand.
And Karen
Wonderful.
And I won't sing. We
we'll
didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I think
so.
It would be a nice treat
that would
for
be
our
great.
Listeners.
This sure, is Jennifer yeah. Tritz, and this is Tara Cowherd.
This is a song called Down in the River to Pray. You might have recognized it from the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray.
Oh,
beautiful.
Gosh, we wanted
Yay.
It longer.
I know it. I shouldn't have said just a few bars. I should have said
right,
the entire,
then the other people
entire
come
song.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Jen, we also have, we're going to surprise you with a song from the West Side High School CD, which you recorded at Warehouse years ago. I think it was 1999.
Oh, my God.
And we have that song to for to play
from a child's eyes.
From a child's eyes. That's right.
That's a great song. Oh, that's
thanks,
wonderful.
Joe.
Well, Jennifer and Tara,
thank you.
We wish you nothing but luck.
It's so
gonna be a great
much.
Holiday season listening to you, and we appreciate you caroling across the town.
Thank don't forget thank your, you so and much. Your concert's on December 2nd.
Right. Oh, and we should say that we also have an upcoming concert. February 3rd is going to be our next full scale concert. It's going to be at the PS Collective.
All
so
right.
Mark
okay.
your calendars.
No,
for
that's great.
Great.
Thank
okay.
you so much.
Thank you.
Great
to see you
enjoy
both.
Enjoy
and have
Bye.
A great holiday season. Thank
Thanks.
You, ladies.
You too. Thanks.
We'll be right back with Andy Hoig.
The Metropolitan Opera's award-winning series of live high-definition broadcasts is back at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater. Presented by Filmstreams in collaboration with Opera Omaha, the new season of The Met Live in HD features 12 operas, including classic productions and Met premieres. Experience New York's Metropolitan Opera from your seat at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, featuring informative and entertaining prelude talks by Opera Omaha artists and staff before all live Saturday matinees. And if you can't make the live show, catch an encore presentation the following Wednesday evening. The Met, live in HD at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, Omaha's nonprofit cinema. Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
You haven't tried HuskerMax.com, the most popular Husker link site on the web? You haven't taken advantage of the one-stop access to the best Husker news on the internet? You haven't seen the most complete free Husker encyclopedia around? Guess what? It's not too late. HuskerMax.com is always there, always free, and always available to feed your Husker fix. It's Huskers to the max. HuskerMax.com.
Is your kitchen or bathroom drain plugged up? Unplug it with a call to Carmody Plumbing. Call Carmody Plumbing at 402-451-4200 and tell them you want the 109. For just $109, Carmody Plumbing will open any drain anytime.
Carmody Plumbing, 451-4200.
Does not include main line. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Call now to schedule your same-day service.
Imus in the Morning on the Mighty 1290 Coil.
I went to bed at 7:30.
Okay. I wanted you on, and also, yeah, well, you know.
Imus in the Morning.
I'm 72 years old.
Well,
I'm not 42.
Okay,
you know,
bottom
about
line
the fact
is
that I'm here now
hear
is America.
Me. I got you on Fox News, which is delighted.
I have cancer, you son of a bitch.
Please. How long have you had this cancer?
A long time.
Finish it.
Imus in the Morning. Imus in the Morning. On the Mighty 1290 Coil.
The Metropolitan Opera's award-winning series of live high-definition broadcasts is back at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater. Presented by Filmstreams in collaboration with Opera Omaha, the new season of The Met Live in HD features 12 operas, including classic productions and Met premieres. Experience New York's Metropolitan Opera from your seat at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, featuring informative and entertaining prelude talks by Opera Omaha artists and staff before all live Saturday matinees. And if you can't make the live show, catch an encore presentation the following Wednesday evening. The Met, live in HD at Filmstream's Ruth Sokolov Theater, Omaha's nonprofit cinema. Find more information and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokolov-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hello and welcome back to the studio. Joining us is the ever so fabulous Andy Hoig.
And Andy.
Hello, Andy.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
Oh, it's so true. For anyone that has attended any fundraising event in Omaha, or really for that matter, any event in Omaha, is generally covered by Andy and her team.
And you get a flash in your face, and then you look,
and it's Andy. But it's a good flash, because
it's
really, over the last 22 years, you've had Metro Magazine, which is amazing. Over 23 years. But really, what even is more exciting, I think, is that
Your most recent honor is that you and your dad, Bob Hoig, became the first father-daughter duo to appear on the floor of the press club.
I know.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. That was such an honor, and I was thrilled when I got the call, and he was thrilled. It's like watching a little kid at Christmas.
Yeah.
This whole event. So
for
it was
both
a lot
of you.
Fun.
What an honor.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. To be honored by your peers.
Yeah,
and
it was
to know
great.
That people will be walking all over you.
I know.
For the
isn't that fun?
Of the years. Yeah. But still, how great. I mean, it's just like the Hollywood, you know, the stars,
yeah, it's just,
right?
How was the evening? Did you get a lot of roasting on that?
You know what? Yes, we had roasting. And the funny thing is we met with Mary Maxwell.
Who's an absolute hoot.
And she was talking about, we had lunch with her and kind of determining what she was going to say. And my dad, he's got so much, you know, stuff on him that you can make fun of him for days, for years. And she looks at me and she's like, I don't know what to say about you. I don't know anything, you know,
right.
I don't know any dirt.
Yeah.
Because you're always behind the camera.
How about that?
I'm behind the
and
camera
writing
and
yeah,
I'm writing stories about
right.
nonprofits and, you know, it's
yeah.
all good.
It's all
and,
good stuff.
So,
right. Well, that's great. But your dad wears that T-shirt. That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
She made a joke about that.
She did.
I can't remember the exact
yeah,
same.
Yeah. You
something.
Don't, your dad wears the T-shirt says, you yeah. don't scare me. I have a daughter.
Right.
That
so,
was great.
That was
the only thing she had on you.
So it was kind of, and she made fun of me. They made fun of my cats because I have cats. Hopefully I won't grow up to be this old cat woman. But but it was a lot of fun. It was great. She roasted me, and then I had a couple other people, and my dad had some people. But it had a great turnout.
Yeah.
Just a really diverse crowd. Oh. And it was so special.
Well, and you and your dad deserve it. And for 22 years, you have published this wonderful magazine.
Well, and the way I kind of look at it too is that, you know, here he has shined a light on the small business community unlike anybody else. And Metro Magazine shines a light on nonprofits. Mm-hmm. Because
it's a nice
22 years ago,
mm-hmm.
people weren't stepping up and making a difference like they are nowadays. Mm-hmm. I always say, back when I started, we covered like 85 fundraising events in a year, and now we cover over 500.
Oh,
so
wow.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
In Omaha and surrounding?
Yeah, and that's not even all of them. So you can just see how that
Andy.
Part of the community
that's
has
wonderful.
Grown, and we've been there to document it all.
Was
so,
that your idea initially to cover fundraising, you know, nonprofits?
You know, when I got into it with my dad, he had his political side of the Metro, which it used to be called Omaha Metro Update, and then it had the fundraising piece, and then I actually bought it from him in 96.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been this progression, and then I got rid of the political stuff because I'm
that's right. And let's point out
good idea.
And let's point out your dad runs and publishes a Midlands Business
yes.
Journal.
Uh-huh.
So anyone that's in business always runs to when they get their Midlands Business Journal to see who's who and who's doing what.
Right.
Similar to yours, obviously. Yours is, you know, people are thumbing through to see what event they missed or
right.
what event
or
they were at.
They went to.
Yeah.
Am I in the photo?
Absolutely.
You know, that Andy took flash in our face. Yeah.
Right. I counted last year. We took about 10,000 photos. I mean, they don't all make it in the magazine, but between me and my photographers, that's a lot of pictures.
That's a lot
totally.
Of pictures, and that's
and
a lot of advertisers to keep up with all those pictures.
Yes.
And you're such a strong businesswoman and woman because, you know, a couple years ago was the fire.
Yeah, we had the fire.
Next to Bagel Bin took the, yeah.
Yeah.
But you've recovered.
We've recovered. You know what? Things are going well. It's funny how something like that, you look at it as a tragedy. It certainly was a challenge, but it was a huge blessing too. A lot of things came from that, and also gives you a chance to step back and say, what am I doing and what do I want to do? Mm-hmm. And not, you know, that opportunity doesn't, you know, not everybody has a fire.
Right.
Fortunately,
right.
But it really allowed me to sit back and say, okay, where are we going? And what doesn't work? So it was easier to let go of some things.
Mm-hmm.
But you're continuing on with Metro.
Yes.
And so obviously it solidified and justified what you're doing and said, yes, I am in the right place.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And this is where I belong. Mm-hmm. And no fire can stop me, right?
No.
That's not going to stop me. And you're continuing on to, you know, ensure that we can see these award-winning pages every month. And it's so exciting. And your covers are fabulous, Andy. They
Thank
really
you.
Are exciting.
Yeah, how do
they
you
grab
pick
people's attention.
A cover? Because they are wonderful.
Well, I work with Lori and Charles Kay, the photographers, and you know, we're actually going to be meeting here in a couple weeks, but we sit down and really kind of brainstorm about what, you know, what we want on the cover and who's going to be that focal point, because there's a lot of people to choose from.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there is.
And it's difficult. And sometimes
that would be.
Things happen at the last minute, like Alexander Payne.
That was a great cover.
That was a wonderful cover, and it was so last minute, but it all just came together, and I love when things like that happen.
It worked out. Yeah. And you also, are in charge, or you did you think of the event book? Was that your idea?
That was my idea. So
your baby.
We're going into the seventh year, and I love that book. We're right now, we have nonprofits emailing us or going to our calendar and putting all their event information because it'll be out in January. But that highlights again charitable events and then nonprofits as well. So
that was a wonderful idea. So is the big event, the annual Academy Awards evening that you have.
Is that at Joslyn?
Yes. Well, actually, it's been at each year. It's at a different venue because we're trying to give people a flavor of what is out there to have your event. So this year we're pushing it into the spring. It usually is this time of year. Last year we had it at Exarban Cinema, which was absolutely lovely. And Attitude on Food, we always catered it. We have a different caterer, but that's a lot of fun, and that just people vote for their favorite fundraising events. So it's just fun.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's perfect. Where is it going to be in the spring?
We're kind of in negotiations right now. Yeah.
Okay. That's great. Let us know. We'll attend if you're giving out.
It's awesome.
Tickets.
We'd love to have you on then and talk about that would be fun. Coming on.
That would be great.
I would love it. Maybe we could be on the cover, Karen. What do you think? Ellen DeGeneres was on the cover of Oprah. I mean, the only one to share the cover.
Was she really?
Yeah, she was the only one to share the cover with Oprah. And it was just, she had for six months on her show, she would continue to say, Oprah, you know, look at me. This would be perfect for me.
Well,
and she would have a cutout.
Look at us.
It'll be perfect for you guys.
That's right. It'll be, when we go national, Karen. That'll be our show. That's right. She'll cover us. And you give so much. You're so philanthropic, Karen. So that alone. You know, an interesting thing I was thinking about of all of the fundraising, the nonprofits that you've covered, have you figured out or rather calculated how much money in the year of all of the fundraisers that you've covered has been raised by all of those combined?
You know what? I did that a few years ago, and I can't remember the total because obviously it was in millions and millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. But I should do that again.
Yeah.
It would be interesting so that you could say maybe in your next, at the end of the year, you know, just say that this year we've covered X and our organizations have raised, in total. Because I think people, it would be, just a staggering figure.
It is because so many events, again, if you're covering 500 events a year, and some of them do actually raise close to $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Some of the bigger ones. And then you've got all these other ones, these smaller ones that are raising funds for, kids and animals and
anything.
The elderly. Yeah.
Do you ever have a night off?
I do have nights off, but this is a busy time of year. Tomorrow, I think there's six fundraising events going on, and November, as we get into December, really starts to fill up. So
thanks for sharing your time with us because we know how crazy busy you are, and this
you're
is
welcome.
Going into
the
holiday time.
Really honored you guys wanted me to
chat. Listen, we go so far back. I know, Karen, you go back years with Andy. I think we go back probably to the
80s. Oh, my gosh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Don't you think? At least.
Yeah.
When we were 16.
That's right. But
we were.
I love Andy's advice here.
What's my advice?
Here's your advice. This is what you said. With any venture, the key is simply to take the first step.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes,
because if you don't take the first step, you don't do anything.
I know. I've taken a lot of first steps.
You do a lot of steps.
That's right.
They don't always work out, but you just
you didn't stay on the porch. You got off.
That's right.
And now you're swimming with the big dogs, and we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks
for your
Andy.
Great
we
magazine,
best
Andy.
Of luck.
Thanks for what you do for Omaha.
We'll be right back.
Cousin Mickey's getting married in Memphis. Book a flight? Unless everyone can ship themselves via overnight packages, flying is too expensive. Have everyone drive themselves. Only if everyone has lots of stock in oil companies. Time to call Renovan. At Renovan, you can rent a late model, low mileage, 8, 10, 12, even 15 passenger full-size van to get where you need to be without busting your budget. That way, you'll have plenty of dough left over for the dollar dance. Make getting there part of the fun. Renovan. In Omaha, call 402-933-2500.
In a working class town, one boy followed his heart, dared to be different, and found the strength to make his dreams come true. Billy Elliot the Musical, the 10-time Tony Award-winning production the New York Post says is the best show you will ever see. Experience the power of Billy Elliot, the electrifying smash hit musical.
Billy Elliot the Musical, November 27th through December 2nd at the Orpheum Theater. Visit TicketOmaha.com.
The holiday season is here, and for a limited time at Jones Bros Cupcakes, you can take advantage of the Jones Bros gift card special. You can get $60 worth of gift cards for just $50, or get $125 for only $100. How cool is that? Jones Bros is a great place to get Omaha's best-tasting specialty drinks, like Jones Bros Hot Chocolate Truffle, Peppermint Mocha, Gingerbread Lattes, or Pumpkin Spice Lattes. Of course, Jones Bros has great holiday cupcakes like Gingerbread, Pumpkin Spice, Peppermint Red Velvet, and Eggnog, plus all of your regular favorites like Sweet and Salty, S'mores, Black and White, and others. Check us out on Facebook at Jones Bros Cupcakes for upcoming events and specials. Looking for great food or treats for your holiday party? Jones Bros features the best desserts in Omaha. They can do 12 on up to 2,000 cupcakes or desserts for your party. Just give them a call, 402-884-2253, or stop on in. They can work the details to make your party special. Jones Bros Cupcakes, proud to be an Omaha original. On the corner of 67th and Mercy Road in the heart of Exarban Village, and at JonesBrosCupcakes.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-318-8232. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Wasn't it fun today, Jody?
It was a great Ladies' Day.
Ladies' Day. Now we can go eat our Twinkies, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, our zingers and ding-dongs.
Ding-dongs. We want everyone to go to our website if they can. If you ever missed a show, just go to itsthebeat.net, or if you want to hear one again, you can laugh along with Jody and me again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just play it over and over again.
Over and over
again. Never enough.
Dick Cavett over and over again.
Over and over again. Yeah. I could listen to him all day long.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. That, but today, that's a good one. A great show.
It was really fun. And inspiring women, all four of them, I thought, very good. And we'd like to end it today with one of these inspiring women, Jennifer Witt Tritz. She is singing From a Child's Eyes from the Westside High School CD. We'll see you next week. Have a beautiful week.
Enjoy.
From a child's eyes, mom's the center of the universe. From a child's eyes, dad's never last, he's always first. From a child's eyes. Fun from a child's eyes. Why can't we look and see just how simple it all can be? Just a little love from you and me makes a great harmony. And we need a simple prayer, for there's nothing that compares. Filled with love.
child's eyes. God smiles on us from above, from a child's eyes. The whole universe is filled with fun. It's all sprinkled with red cinnamon, from a child's eyes.